Fiat. December 29th, 1935. The royal place of the creature in the union of the divine unity. How she remains enclosed in it, and how she can form the rarest beauties and the enchantment for her very creator. I am in the arms of the divine fiat, which attracts me so much that my little nothing feels dissolved within the all. And even though dissolved, it feels its life sustained, nourished, vivified by the all. And if, God forbid, I wanted to subtract myself, which can never be, because I would find not even a hole where to enclose myself without finding my all. Oh, then I would feel my little nothing without life. So, I felt that the divine volition was blowing its breath over my nothing and made me feel its life, its love, its power. But while my mind was swimming in the all, within its interminable light, my beloved Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, told me, "My little daughter of my will, how surprising, marvelous, sublime is the operating in my divine volition. As the creature does her act in it, her act remains stripped of what is human, and unifying itself, it acquires the union of the unity of the divine act. Now, the creature holds her royal place, her act in the unity of our single act. And therefore, if she loves, she loves in our unity. If she adores us, if she blesses us, it is inside our unity. If she comprehends us, she does so within our unity. She sees, does, and feels nothing outside of us, but everything inside our divine being. She can say, 'I do not know, nor do I love or want anything but the divine will alone, that its unity keep me enclosed inside.'" Now, the greatest fortune, the grace most sublime for the creature, and the greatest glory and honor for us, is to possess the human will, its act inside our unity. And do you know why? Because we can give love as much as we want, and be loved as much as we desire. We can enrich her with grace, with sanctity, with beauty, so much as to feel enraptured by the very goods and beauty we have infused in her. In sum, we can interact with the creature, love her, and trust the all to the nothing, because she possesses something of her own, and she will feel such power and love as to be able to defend the all. And we feel safe in this nothing because we have surrendered to it our weapons to keep us safe and defended. But this is not all. Everything that the creature can do, her natural actions, the most indifferent acts, the words, the works, the steps, by possessing her act within our unity, becomes the effect of her act united with ours, symbolized by the sun which, with the effects of its light, forms the beauty, the flowerings, the enchantment for all creation. In the same way, as the creature is invested by the light of my fiat, everything becomes the effect of it. One is the act, one is the will, but the effects are innumerable, such that they can form the beauties most rare and the enchantment most seducing for the one who created her and who possesses her within his unity. My daughter, our Supreme Being possesses one single act, Therefore, the whole creation and all creatures are nothing other than the effect of the unity of our act. Hence, the human will, unified with ours, becomes our continuous effect. And do you know what this means? Giving always to the creature, and receiving always from her. Now, I remain stupefied and fixed in the divine volition, and I comprehended many things of this union of the divine unity. And while it is one, it enclosed all creation, and all were enclosed in this unity, and had sprung out from it. But sustained, unified, bound within this unity. And since it is one and all, it sustains and gives life to everything. At that moment, I looked at the sky, and I could see many lights of diverse beauty, which possessed all the variety of colors, but in such an admirable way as to be enrapturing. These lights meandered in the azure vault, and while there were many, they formed a single one, penetrated into the heavens and descended down below. They wanted to give life of light to all. They never stopped. They ran. They flew. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, these lights are the marvels of the acts done in my divine will. How beautiful they are. They carry the imprint of their creator.